spend that money more locally and get more bang for their buck.
That audio from KWCH News. We're in Sumner County. They say that they receive so-called casino cards from the Kansas Star Casino, providing $100 to students towards purchasing school supplies.
They're involved in extracurricular activities, and that adds up. If they're in baseball and band and swimming and different variety of things, that adds up along with school. Even if it's just for one weekend, that would be a wonderful addition to do that.
Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
A new report coming out of the state of Kansas shows that the majority of Kansas hospitals are not complying with federal law that requires publicly accessible online list of prices of services at the hospital. KAKE News reports that the report was released by the Patient Rights Advocacy Group, showing that the month of July, only 6 of the 23 Kansas hospitals have used the study fully to comply with the hospital price transparency rule that went into effect in January of 2021. According to the rule, they say that all hospitals are required to provide clear pricing information on their website as both a comprehensive list that can be imported and read by a computer and user-friendly display that includes a cost estimator for at least 300 of the most common services. According to health advocates, they say the regulations were put in place to allow patients to understand and compare their medical costs. According to the report, the Advent Health at Shawnee Mission, Bob Wilson Memorial Grant County Hospital, the St. Catherine Hospitals of Dodge City and Garden City, the St. John Hospital, and the University of Kansas Hospital main campus were the only ones in the state to fully comply with the law.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A+ on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Economic Development Department Tourism Grant Program has announced that they are spending money across the state with marketing, planning, and infrastructure projects in different rural communities, including over $250,000 being allotted to the city of Kearney. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Museum of Nebraska Art in Kearney is set to receive near $225,000 of that to offset costs for a multifaceted 24-month marketing campaign to promote the reopening of the museum. The museum had been closed since November of 2021 to take on a 23,000-square-foot expansion, as they say that the expansion of the museum has been, quote, an absolute game-changer. The city of Kearney overall was also awarded an additional $41,000 for two major city events. The grants across the state are being funded by the U.S. Economic Development Administration, saying that tourism across Nebraska has reached an all-time high in 2022 at near $4.4 billion. Mid-America Network News.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, this is Max Blasky. With school swinging into full effect this week and next, our own Stacey Mayer caught up with the Diller O'Dell and Southern School District superintendents respectfully this week. Diller O'Dell Superintendent Mike Meyerly discussed with Stacey the beginning of the 2023-2024 school year, which for his students begins this week, Thursday, August 10th.
This is Stacy reporting to you from the KNDY studio. As students and staff get ready to go back to school, I had the opportunity to catch up with Superintendent Mike Meyerly of the Diller O'Dell School District. Mr. Meyerly says it's always a good feeling to get school off and running in the fall, and he looks forward to all the opportunities it brings to their students. Diller O'Dell will be going back to school Thursday, August 10th, for an all-day session. Mr. Meyerly would like to welcome new teachers to the district. They are Robin Kloss, K through 12 art teacher, Carson Ebeling, fourth grade teacher, and Heather Hebel, third grade teacher. To stay up to date with school events and news, check out the district's website to get connected. As always, we would like to thank Mr. Meyerly for visiting with us and wish all the students and staff a great start to their new school year.
Down the road in Wymore and Blue Springs, Southern School District begins their fall classes next Thursday, August 17th.
As students and staff prepare to go back to school, KNDY was able to catch up with Superintendent Christopher Prososky, Southern Schools, Nebraska. Southern will begin their 2023-24 school year on Thursday, August 17th. Superintendent Prososky is excited to share the school board approved a new safe and secure entrance for the junior-senior high school that will commence after Labor Day at their July 24th special board meeting. The district also hopes the new safe and secure entrance at the elementary is complete before school begins. Both buildings will be getting bullet-resistant film on all ground-level windows. Safety and security of all students and staff remains a number one priority. Mr. Prososky would like to welcome new staff joining the district: Jacob Voris, K-12 vocal music; Shelby Decker, K-6 special education; and Ashley McConnell, second grade. As always, we would like to thank Mr. Prososky for taking time to visit with us and wish all the students and staff at Southern Schools a great start to their new year.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will be distributing breadbasket commodities this Friday, August 11th from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Boxes will be handed out from the south bus bay of the Helvering Center, so please pull around to that side of the building when you arrive. Again, this is for Marshall County residents only, as the Agency on Aging will be handing out breadbasket commodities Friday, August 11th from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Helvering Center located in Marysville. Mary E. Cotis, 89, of Grand Junction, Iowa, passed away Saturday. A graveside funeral service will be held 11 a.m. Thursday, August 10th at the Greenleaf Cemetery in Greenleaf. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary E. Cotis. John J. Blecka, 91, of Seneca, formerly of Burchard, Nebraska, passed away Saturday, August 6th. Massive Christian burial will be at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 12th at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner, Nebraska. Rosary will begin 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Visitation will be Friday, August 11th from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. with family greeting friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at Wary Mortuary in Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for John J. Blacka.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, a sloppy joe, baked fries, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and pineapple. Thursday, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, asparagus, and melon mix.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Warming up as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers into Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Rain showers may linger early Saturday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Then another round of showers possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Rain showers continue on and off throughout Sunday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Some rain possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. And some rain showers possible early on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for the area this time, early August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 113. Average low temperature is 68 degrees, with the record low being 53. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35. Sunset this evening, 8:31.
Mark Saturday, August 19th for the Beatty Milo Festival. This annual event will feature Milo and corn exhibits. They'll have a co-ed softball tournament with food trucks and a beer garden. Enter the raffle to win a Polaris Razor as their grand prize. Saturday activities will include bounce houses, yard games, a pedal tractor pull, parade Saturday at 4 p.m. And they'll also have the Sons of Sterling performing live 7 till 10 p.m. Saturday, August 19th at the Beatty Milo Festival.
When Mother Nature takes a toll on your home or business, you need a reliable local contractor you can trust. That contractor is Peak Construction, handling siding, gutters, windows, and roofing materials from our local lumber yards. For any size job, be it large or small, the call you need to make is to Peak Construction. Guaranteed free cost estimates and trash removal with every job. When damage strikes your home, don't wait for the out-of-town contractors. Call 785-562-6380. From storm damage siding to full roof replacements, put Peak Construction to work for you.
The Rangers stay hot and Tucker comes up clutch. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Rangers were going for their eighth win in a row. Top seven in Oakland. Corey Seager padding the lead.
65 RBIs for Corey this year. And here's another blast deep out into right center field. Blade and Ruiz are at the wall. They look up and it is gone.
The call on 105.3, The Fan. Rangers beat the A's 6-1. The Braves went into the top of the ninth, down a run to the Pirates. Kevin Pillar tied it with an RBI single. Later in the frame with two on.
2-2 from Bednar. Swung on to the ground ball. Yes. Fair down the left field line. Braves are going to take the lead. It kicks off the sidewall and ricochets away from Reynolds. Two-run score!
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Orlando Arcia's clutch two-run double was the difference. Braves beat the Pirates 8-6. Ronald Acuna Jr. left the game in the sixth after being hit by a pitch. The Orioles had a 6-3 lead on the Astros in Baltimore, but then came the top of the ninth. Sacks packed for Kyle Tucker.
2-2 again. And Tucker hits it in the air pretty deep to right field. That sends back McKenna at the wall, looking up. See you later! Kyle Tucker gives the Astros a lead with a grand slam!
The call on KBME, Tucker's grand slam, lifting the Astros to a 7-6 win. Cardinals Rays in Tampa Bay tied at 1, bottom 8.
1-0 from Pallante. Swinging a ground ball past the mound, threw into center field, a base hit for Yandy Diaz. Josh Lowe scores.
The call on WDAE, the Rays would add 2 more en route to a 4-2 win. The NL Central leading Brewers bullpen imploded, allowing 4 10th-inning runs and a 7-3 loss to the Rockies. Cubs edged the Mets 3-2 to close to within a game and a half of the Brewers. The Tigers shut out the Twins 6-0. Guardians blanked the Blue Jays 1-0. Phillies and Nats split a doubleheader. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, August the 9th. Before we get rolling on this Wednesday, let's review yesterday. Here's how your Tuesday finished. September corn, final price, 485 and three quarters. That's up 3.5. December corn, final price, 498 three quarters. That's up 3. Looking at Kansas City, wheat for September, final price, 770 and a half, up 3 quarters. December Kansas City wheat, down 3 quarters at 781 and a half. Oats for September, 410 3 quarters, final price up 3.5. December oats at 430 and a half, that's up 3.5. August soybeans, 1430 final price up 15 and a half. September soybeans at 1353 and a half, up 5.25. Looking at cotton for October, final price 86.20. Down 18 cents. December cotton, final price, 85.20. That's down 14 cents. Live cattle for August, final price, $179.70. That's unchanged. High was $180.60. Low, $179.30. Live cattle for October, $180.90. That's down 52.5 cents. High, $182. Low, $180.50. Feeder cattle for August, $246. That's down 97.5 cents. High was $247.50. Low, $244.17.5. Feeder cattle for September, $249.42.5. That's down $1.45. High was $251.27.5. Your low, $247.85. That's how we wrapped up this Tuesday, August the 8th. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you need a car, but maybe your credit is less than perfect? Then you need the key. Has your credit suffered from late payments or collections? Then you need the key. Has your score dropped from medical bills or student loans being behind? Then you need the key. Are you trying to catch back up from a previous loss of job or prior bankruptcy? Then you need the key. We know that bad things happen to good people, and the cane can help. If you're looking for a vehicle and need a second chance, you need the cane on your side. If others have told you they can't help, put the cane to work for you. Get the help you need in a vehicle you want. Call the cane today at 333-3333. Dial 333-3333 and ask for the cane. It's as easy as 333-3333.
Hi, I'm Alex Kane. Let me use my 28 years of experience to help you with the fresh start financing you and your family deserve. Put me to work for you today.
Financing with approval of credit. Not all buyers will qualify.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Emerald ash borer are beetles that feed on ash trees. Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock discusses how these beetles may affect people's trees in Kansas and how to take action if a tree is infested with the beetle. Rastock brings awareness to how long the emerald ash borers have been in Kansas and how they may affect trees.
We're talking about it, I think, today to continue to bring the awareness of the issue. It's been in the state for about 11 years, since 2012, and we continue to find it in new places about every year. And it's a pretty devastating insect. The larval stage kills trees and is expected to kill, 99% or pretty much all of our ash trees throughout the state. And as we're starting to detect it in new communities, we just want to keep people aware that it is an ever-present issue and it's expanding into other communities that they're going to have to deal with eventually.
He explains what trees are susceptible to damage by this pest.
Well, first of all, it's only in ash trees, and so in fraxinus, and so we do get some confusion sometimes with folks thinking mountain ash and prickly ash and those things are susceptible. Those hosts aren't susceptible, so the only thing that they're going to get in and damage would be the green and white ash here in Kansas and other states, some other ash species in the fraxinus genus. And so, first of all, if you have an ash, and then what you're going to be looking for initially in the stages is they'll colonize the tree from the top and then move their way down. And so you'll start to see some stunted foliage early on, a little bit of tip dieback, and it'll kind of grind its way down the tree. And after a while, you might even start to see some splits in the bark from the larval feeding and actually see some of the tunneling when it splits open, or some woodpeckering as the woodpeckers kind of ascend upon the tree and then pull out the larvae as they peck in there and try to get some, juicy morsels out of there. And then the tree eventually dies, it starts sprouting, and then at that point, it's pretty conspicuous of what's happening. So
Rastock describes some ways to be proactive in monitoring for the beetles.
First of all is knowing what trees you have, being aware of what you have, if you're a community, making sure that you're out there aware that you probably have this resource and how much, because that way you can start to plan. And if you're a homeowner, knowing the trees on your property, and if you have an ash tree, then starting that plan so that you can make the decision whether to treat it and protect it or start budgeting for removal over time, because eventually that insect will make that decision for you by getting in there. If you don't pay attention, then your treatment options become limited, if not completely absent. And so just making sure you know what trees you have, if it's an ash tree, starting to make a plan.
That was Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock with how to be aware if your trees are susceptible to emerald ash borer. For more information about this, visit www.kansasforest.org. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.
Need to improve your campfire credit your next cookout? We will share a clever cooking hack we learned from the Boy Scouts next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 9th, the 221st day of the year. Actors Sam Elliott and Dan Levy share a birthday. Here's a clever campfire cooking trick you can try the next time you're out roughing it. Take along some oranges. They're great energizing snacks, and you can use the rinds to cook in. Here's how. Cut the oranges in half, scoop out the fruit, and you'll have 2 orange peel cups. Crack an egg into each cup and cook to your desired doneness. The moisture from the orange peel keeps the egg from burning, and it adds a smoky citrus flavor as a bonus. They also work great for making biscuits or cinnamon rolls with pre-made dough. Wrap your items in foil if stray ashes are a concern. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find all kinds of cookout recipes online at almanac.com.
The Nemaha County Nebraska Fair is just around the corner, and Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. The fun starts August 13th. See you there. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Big 12 Conference continues to expand after the Board of Directors for the Big 12 Conference has unanimously voted to admit 3 new universities into the conference, including Arizona State University, University of Arizona, and the University of Utah. KWCH News reports that announcement comes after the admittance also of Colorado University, bringing the Big 12 Conference up to 16 members now, including Arizona, Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Colorado, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, Utah, and West Virginia. In a statement from the Big 12 Commissioner, Brett Yormark, he said, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah to the Big 12. This conference is gaining their premier institutions, both academically and athletically, and the entire Big 12 looks forward to working alongside their presidents, athletic directors, student athletes, and administrators." Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
Going to a Major League Baseball game can be somewhat expensive, taking the entire family, but the Kansas City Royals have come in on the national rankings as one of the least expensive games to go and enjoy as a family. As KSN News reports it, according to the latest national study from MoneyGeek analyzing the budget ticket options for the 2023 baseball season, they say the overall average trip to a Major League Baseball game for a family of four is roughly $140. According to the report, the Kansas City Royals come in as one of the top five least expensive baseball games across the nation, coming in an average of $106 and ranking number 26 on the list. The least expensive came in at number 30 as the Miami Marlins at $83 for that family of four. The most expensive was the LA Dodgers at $219 for the family. The report also said the Minnesota Twins came in as the lowest game cost to weekly income rate, sitting at 4%, followed by the Seattle Mariners at 4.1%. The report also said the New York Yankees had the largest average impact on ticket fees, raising their prices this season by 67%.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 82. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 62. Sunny and 83 throughout Thursday, then clear skies Thursday night with a low of 67. Warmer throughout Friday, sunny with a high nearing 90. Then scattered showers into Friday night, otherwise clear with a low around 67. And some rain Saturday with a high nearing 87. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
If you live in or around the Axel community and are passionate about fitness, the Axel Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
KNDY.
I knew only loneliness, but then I found happiness, and now I just